Thank you very much. And thank all of you for being here today. When I first heard about this project, I turned it down. I was under the impression that they wanted me to work from up there and sit in that seat permanently each and every day I came here. I found out later that Brian Maugham, who's here and has done such a great job outside of Miller Park with all of those monuments, had put this together. So, you know, to be here today and all of my former friends who made that little vignette, it's been a great ride and a great thrill to be able to work here and to be allowed by our former owner Bud Selig and now Mark Attanasio to get myself involved in all of these other projects. And those Miller Lite years, the commercials that ran for some 17 years were one of the most unbelievable times I've ever had, working with Hall of Famers from their respective sports. And to put together that series of commercials, which to this day are the best that were ever made, that's my conclusion. A lot of people say, well, you can talk the way you do because you were always a great catcher. That's not true. I actually started my career as a pitcher, and I can remember my first game, family and friends there, and the manager came out to take me out of the game, and I didn't want to come out. I was embarrassed. My dad had spent a lot of money on me, getting me through eighth grade, and I said, well, let me face this guy one more time, because I had struck him out the last time I pitched to him. And he said, I know, but it's the same inning, so we're going to get you out of here. That ended my career as a pitcher. Been involved, as has our MC Bill Schroeder, in a no-hit, no-run game, which I think for a catcher is the greatest thrill you can have outside of, you know, big-time hitting. But for me, that no-hitter was, you know, something you never forget. A little juice was taken off of that due to the fact that it was pitched against us, but I did my part. The statue that we have here today is meant to be a fun thing for fans and a way to generate money for Brewers charities and mine, the Make-A-Wish Foundation, for fans to be able to go up there and sit next to me, maybe a lap dance, I don't know. As long as they don't face me, you know, I'm comfortable with that. But for that money that will be generated to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and as I said, other Brewers charities, is the bottom line for me. But to thank all of my friends, guys who I've been with through my whole career as a broadcaster, Robin and Raleigh Fingers, thank you very much for being here today. To all of our coaches, those players who are here, Bronny and Craig Council, thank you very much. My daughter and granddaughter could not make it here today, but I know they would love to have been here. Doug Melvin, all of our front office people, Carl Mall, all of you who have come down here from the front office to be a part of this celebration today. Will Smith, thank you very much. Rick Kranitz, all the coaching staff here, all here today, and I appreciate it very much. So without further ado, we are going to take a trip up there. For those of you who have your number to ride the crane, just hang in there. It'll be going up and down, so whatever you guys want to do, feel comfortable doing that. Any of you who are on medication and think you can get up there from here, you're on, go ahead. All of our people, again today, who are out here, Tony Migliaccio and Dan Larea, Roger Kaplinger, Tom, all of you have been there. Chris Bazio, right here. Good to see you, pal. Thank you very much. And I did not know the Cubs were here. I thought this was a day off, too. I had no idea coming here. But anyway, thank you very much to my family. Thank you very much for finally admitting that I am your father. It's a nice thing. Anyway, we've got a game to play today. We've got some climbing to do, and I am thankful again. Matt LePay, nice to have you here too. Trainers, Danny, and all you guys, thank you very much for being here today. It's an honor for me to have you guys here, all of you. Thank you very much. So thank you all, and thank you for coming today, and I hope you enjoyed yourself somewhat with the banter from Rockin' Robin. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, rockin' and rollin' and singin' his song, Rockin' Robin. He likes that. And Raleigh Fingers, man, two great Hall of Famers, and our pals here. Thank you all again for coming today. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Kenny. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Appreciate all you do.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Rock. You bet.